Saint Desmond Tutu is a hero of mine. It's not a secret, is it? But who on earth is Saint Desmond Tutu? So here's a little bit of biographical information. Saint Desmond Tutu was the Archbishop of Cape Town in South Africa, the ecumenical prophet of the World Council of Churches, the spiritual leader of South Africa who spoke passionately and dangerously against the racism of apartheid. Apartheid. That political policy that suggests that so-called races need to grow separately, apart from one another, without too much contact between them. This policy in South Africa ensured that the minority white government could keep the majority black population in its place. From this policy, a policy, by the way, that was articulated and defended by Christian theologians. And if you want to learn how Christians were able to defend apartheid, I am happy to do another How to Read the Bible and Not Kill Anyone series, because the Bible has been used to justify terrible crimes against humanity over the millennia. Anyway, from the policy of apartheid came, among the black African people, increased poverty, poorer education, bulldozed neighborhoods, and political prisoners, of whom Nelson Mandela is probably the most famous. Against this policy, Desmond Tutu spoke out. He wrote letters to those in power. He advocated and raised money for the falsely accused. He preached against the heresy of apartheid. And when he accomplished his work, he built the Truth and Reconciliation Commission after the fall of apartheid, where the stories of apartheid and its dehumanizing consequences were recorded as a memorial for the generations to come. That's Desmond Tutu. Desmond Tutu, the shepherd. One of the anxieties that comes in so-called progressive Christianity, the kind of Christianity that is sick and tired of fighting and arguing, the kind of Christianity that is so tired of defending and putting up protective walls from hate and violence, one of the anxieties that comes from the form of Christianity that we profess here in this place is that we are uncomfortable often in calling a spade a spade. Or to put it into John's language, we are uncomfortable in calling out thieves and bandits. Very truly I tell you, says Jesus, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. Very truly, continues Jesus, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I think many of us, whether we come from a tradition other than Anglicanism or we have been in the Anglican Church for thousands of years, I think many of us so-called progressive Christians are tired of finger-pointing rhetoric that simply lobs insults to those we don't like or disagree with. You know, wishy-washy liberals, mean-spirited conservatives, angry fundamentalists, Bible-thumping evangelicals, brainless charismatics, immoral, unbiblical Anglicans, arrogant Catholics, or those indifferent, selfish, lazy so-and-sos. I think we're a bit tired of calling people names and fighting a war of words. And I think that's why many of us are here in this place, because we do not engage in that sort of speech. We welcome everyone. We wish everyone well. We will not speak bad about anyone. And I kind of like that about this place. In this place, we have a group of people who agree to put differences aside, or even better, who choose to celebrate differences and create a community of followers of Jesus that doesn't tear someone down or another community down in order to build ourselves up or this community up. Do you agree? Here in this place with these people, we don't feel the need or have the desire to tear someone else down, their theology, their politics, their personality, their uniqueness, in order to build ourselves up. Our identity is not built on who we are not, but on who we are. Our message is not built on what we do not believe, or against what other people believe, but on what we do believe. We do not need to come into this place and repudiate other people and their beliefs before we sit down to pray, and I like that. The gospel according to the community of St. Dunstan's is that we do not have to tear anyone down to build ourselves up. I like that. Do you like that? I think the gospel according to the community of St. Dunstan's is similar in this way to the gospel according to St. Desmond II to the shepherd. St. Desmond does not tear individual people down. He saw the goodness of God in everyone, even in his political enemy. His influence in South Africa and identity is symbolized in the current flag of South Africa. He saw South Africa as a rainbow nation, a people of every color and creed, and the flag they adopted post-apartheid gave proof to that claim. St. Desmond loved everyone, and in this way he followed Christ, who also loved everyone. But St. Desmond, even though he loved everyone and accepted everyone, had to, uncomfortably but with deep conviction and courage, he had to sometimes call a thief, and a bandit. He had to call a spade. Because he was so convinced that God loved everyone, he had to speak out when other people, Christian leaders, were saying something different. He could not stay silent when Christians, followers of Jesus, made theological claims that someone of African descent was less than someone of European descent. He had to call thief to Christians who spoke out to say that the color of one's skin was an indicator of one's capacity to be fully human. He had to shout bandit to those followers of Jesus who said it was okay to suppress one group of humans in order to benefit another group of humans. Thief, bandit, liar was what St. Desmond had to say when followers of Jesus used the scripture and the institution of the church to marginalize, to criminalize, and dehumanize God's beautiful and beloved children. This is why we honor St. Desmond today as St. Desmond the Shepherd. St. Desmond Tutu was a bishop in the Anglican Church of South Africa, an archbishop, to be even more precise, and the ministry of a bishop is famously symbolized by a shepherd's crook, one of those staffs made famous by Christmas pageants, where the shepherd could both guide the sheep to the safety of the pen or, if need be, to defend the sheep from a predator. Shepherds need to be both gentle and caring to the sheep, but brutally ready to fight off the lions and tigers and bears, the wolves, the bandits, the thieves who try to steal, kill, and destroy the sheep. In this way, a shepherd shows us the love God has for us in Jesus Christ. God would not abandon us to the pandemic of sin and violence and evil, but comes to us to assist us, to heal us, to help us, and to drive the enemy of sin, death, and evil away. I love the picture we have of Jesus in our front entry. clothed in rainbow, like the flag of South Africa, to remember that all of God's rainbow children are part of the family of God. But I also love pictures, usually old pictures, of Christ kicking open the gates of death, hell, and suffering to release those who have been held captive. The best of these ancient pictures shows a squished devil beneath the kicked down doors to remind us that God will not permit thieves and bandits to carry off any of God's children. This is the first of 2 points in the Gospel according to St. Desmond the Shepherd. God will not stay silent when God's beloved children are being divided, dehumanized, disregarded, disadvantaged, or disposed of. Oh, that's good news. Instead, God will call out a thief and a bandit to those who do those things and will ensure the well-being of God's beloved sheep. Yes, here we are a community that does not like to raise our voices too much, partly because we are tired of that sort of rhetoric, partly because we want to be a safe place for all of God's children, and partly because we're Canadian. But we must never let our discomfort in calling a bandit or a thief perpetuate or encourage systems of pain and suffering in our community. Just by the by, did you know that when the leaders of South Africa were exploring the best ways to put apartheid into practice, they visited Canada to see how we ran our native reserves, and they copied our Indian Act? Like St. Desmond the Shepherd, we must be ready to stand up for those who are being stepped on by hate and fear and a politic of division. And we must make sure the gates of this place stay open so that God's beloved children can find safe pastures here. We are the rainbow children of God. We are all welcome. And sometimes we need to guard against the thieves and bandits who are out to steal, kill, and destroy. In Desmond's day, before the end of apartheid, he had to speak confidently in very precarious situations with a courage that could only come from the image of God within him. He had to say no to police brutality in the face of a police state that protected those who used bullets to maintain the peace. He had to say no to certain capitalistic excesses like wealth being made on the backs of the poor in a society violently opposed to any notion of socialism. He had to stand up to presidents, prime ministers, queens, military dictators, and all the others who would secure their own safety, political or economic, at the expense of the well-being of the rest. Because he was following the Good Shepherd and what he saw the Good Shepherd do, he had to do. He had to protect the sheep from thieves and bandits. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Desmond Tutu, is that the Good Shepherd sees the bandits and thieves who would come to steal from you, to kill you, and destroy you. And the Good Shepherd will wield his staff to guard you from all evil. Maybe our circumstances are different than Desmond Tutu's. We might not be fighting against the thief of apartheid, but we are standing against the thief that stole Indigenous heritage and the lives of hundreds of children who were entrusted or stolen by churches that bear the name of the Good Shepherd. We still need the gospel according to Desmond Tutu. There are still thieves of economic disparity, bandits who use human lives as points of debate and political whistleblowing. Closer to our own experiences, there's that thief that comes to you and says you are worthless. There's that bandit that keeps you from pursuing personal healing and counseling, spiritual or not. There's that thief that suggests you do not need a spiritual home. You can do this on your own. Bandits love to separate the flock. There's the thief of jealousy and gossip and greed. We need to listen again and again to the gospel according to Desmond Tutu the Shepherd. Watch out for the thieves. Because while the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, the Good Shepherd comes to give us abundant life. And this is the second and last point of the gospel according to Desmond Tutu the Shepherd. When God arrests the thieves and bandits of our lives, God does not replace them with stronger bandits or thieves. Sometimes I wonder if we think the Christian life is just the replacement of one spiritual oppressor with another. Or maybe we just act like it. as though following Jesus was just another constricting, oppressing path among many. No. Bandits kill, steal, and destroy. The Good Shepherd gives life, and abundant life at that. Don't you love the pictures of Desmond Tutu in the last two decades of his life? His smile, his infectious laugh. God did not take Desmond Tutu through the trial of apartheid so that he would be broken. Nope. God led him through it so that he and we, all in our own place, in our own turn, would have abundant life. Desmond showed us how to stand up to thieves. He showed us how to live an abundant life. God wants us here in this place to have abundant life. Maybe we'll have to call a spade to get there. Maybe there will be scars when it's all over, but the end is life. The end is justice. The end is peace and joy. This is why we hold so closely to the good news that was first declared by Mary Magdalene, the witness. Christ is alive. I have seen the resurrected Lord. The cross is not the end of the story. Goodness triumphs over evil. Love triumphs over hate. Light triumphs over darkness. Life triumphs over death. And so justice can and will and did triumph over apartheid. The work of triumphal healing is what God is doing through the Desmonds of this world. This is what God is doing through your own healing, your own story. God is working in you as he worked in Desmond to bring life, abundant life in this world, as he once said. Do your little bit of good where you are. It's those little bits of good put together that overwhelm the world. This world has a good future because you are in it. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Desmond Tutu.